This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Everyone, Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Tuesday morning. Well, day two reaction for us, obviously, from that Eagles victory. Look, they got it in a very convincing fashion on Sunday versus the Giants. We'll continue to talk about that. Also broaden this thing out, though. Big picture. What do we got with this team this year? 4-2 so far. What do you make of it so far and the rest of the way? Sirianni, 840. A lot of guests through the shows. A lot of calls. Look, Phil's off season as well. Flyers back at it tonight. Sixers season opener tomorrow. All of it with you on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The ancient Egyptians invented marshmallows.
That's a fact I would not have expected.
Marshmallows. And the reason they're called marshmallows is they're actually made from a plant that grew in the marsh.
Wow. Not Brandon Marsh.
The marshmallow plant. It's also known as Althea officinalis. Okay. It grows in marshes and other wetland areas. And back in the day, so we're talking about like 2,000 years before they started recording stuff, history. This was...
Well, they kind of recorded history. They just didn't record it as much.
Yeah, this is 2000
then.
BC.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's 4,000 years ago.
So we're talking long ago.
So
they thought these were made just for pharaohs. So pharaohs could eat the marshmallows. They were that special. They would mix the marshmallow plant parts with honey and nuts, and it was the most delectable treat anyone had ever heard of in ancient Egypt.
They are good, I'll say that. Now, the question is, are the Eagles good? I mean, the marshmallow, especially if you got the by the fire and you got a little chocolate and you got a little graham cracker or whatever, like, bang, we're good there. Are the Eagles good? So here's the deal. I want to find out from everyone today at 215-592-9494 where you stand and ultimately, collectively, where we stand with this Eagles team. We know the fact is that they're 4-2. We know that they won games they could have lost. We know they lost games they could have won. Like, we know that. I guess what we're getting at here today is, are they good? Are they average? Are they below average? Are they a contender? Are they like a real contender? Look, it's a pretty wide open NFC. It looks like Detroit to this point has been the best team. But, you know, that doesn't mean Detroit's going to the Super Bowl. If they don't, then someone else going to the Super Bowl. I don't know who that team is. So we get into this today by way to say, what do you make of what we've seen so far? Now, 215-592-9494 for you to weigh in. John, here's my simple answer to the question of what do we got. My simple answer is I'm not sure, right? Like, I don't know.
I think it's interesting that you say Detroit is maybe the best team.
They might be.
Because they've got a quarterback who once upon a time
I
thought was the biggest doofus on the planet.
I agree.
Didn't even know that the sun set in the west, if you'll recall.
It does?
he was just, I thought he would never amount to a hill of beans.
Yeah.
Remember what it felt like his team lost the Super Bowl? He was traded away.
Yeah, they dumped him.
It felt like the guy would never survive. And now he might be the best quarterback in the NFC.
No, he's playing well.
That's from the coach.
Okay, all right.
You know that, right?
It's in part from the coach.
That's Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson sticking around and teaching this guy, imparting knowledge and wisdom in a great offense.
Look, I buy that to an extent, but Sean McVay is considered a pretty good coach also, and things fell apart while Goff was under him. Here's the deal. Let's talk about the Eagles for a second. So, what do we have, ladies and gentlemen?
I'm saying that should give us hope for our Eagles and our quarterback because they can grow and they can improve.
They can,
and our good-looking team, because we don't look great, we're a good-looking team right now.
Okay, answer the question, John. What do we have?
We're a good team that can grow into a great team with the proper development and mindset. And I believe we've got the mindset on the defensive side of the football. There's no doubt in the last couple weeks, and it coincided with the return of Sidney Brown and Cooper DeJean, you know, coming back from the injury.
They help.
Those two are... They're crackpots out there. Like, in a nice way, in the nicest way possible. Crazy, run around, strike people type guys. That ignites a defense for you. What do we have? A good team that can grow into great. And I think we're behind where I expected to be. That doesn't mean we will be all season. Jalen, he's growing, and he has the best weapons going to support his growth.
He's got incredible weapons.
I wish he'd grow faster in regard to trusting his protection, but even there, it's hard to blame him when he's got a turnstile in front of him with the offensive linemen hurt and, you know, the meat grinder of guys. Just everyone's gotten in and out, and it hasn't been consistent, and you can see it in the way he distrusts things at times. But let's not, you know, excuse. Let's get this young quarterback better by giving him confidence and giving him a chance with a balanced offense, which is, you know, sort of what we saw this last week against the Giants. I don't think we need to pull back that much from throwing the football moving forward, but I don't think we're going to be blowing teams out by 25 points every week. I still don't know what this team or how much they accomplished against the Giants. I know this week against the Bengals, it's a huge measuring stick that they just defeated that pesky Browns team by a touchdown, the team that we were complaining the week before that we beat by 4 points. The Eagle team overall right now, I think offense, massive potential. I expect them to get there, but it's slower than I wanted. Defense, way tighter and tougher than I or anyone could have expected right now. Like, just in the last 2 weeks, they took a leap.
They did take
a
leap.
They jumped.
They did.
I was worried.
Yeah, they did.
And now all of a sudden, they're making timely plays. Vic Fangio has a good feel for, you know, getting guys where they need to be. So the defense is keeping us where we need to be, keeping us afloat while the offense sort of figures things out.
So, look, I'm curious where everyone's at, 215-592-9494, and what we got with this team this year. You know, last week we had a poll. And it was fill in the blank. The Eagles are a blank team. Good got 10% of the vote. Average got 76% of the vote. And bad got 14% of the vote. Now, I would
say bad was 14.
Correct.
Good was.
Yeah. Now, good was 10, 76, 14. Now, here's the deal. I tend to think the answer is still average. Now, am I getting increasingly excited? Of course. They've won two in a row. This last game was a convincing win for the first time in a year, which was really good to see. It was fun. It was nice in the second half to sit back and put those feet up, so to speak, as an Eagles fan, and not feel fourth quarter stress. That was great. You know, I don't think it's ground, but I also am aware of this. 2-2 becoming 4-2 is in large part, not exclusively, but in large part related to Browns-Giants. Browns-Giants. Like I said to myself when they were 2-2, I said to myself, don't get sucked in.
No, hold on.
I said it to myself. Do not get sucked in. If 2-2 becomes 4-2, just because it's the Browns and the Giants. And look, the Browns game was less impressive. The Giants game was more impressive. And that's why I think if I had a guess, a lot of people are probably pretty confused about what we got this year. Here's what I know for sure. This season is primarily going to come down to two things. Two things, and we could talk about the coaches and Sirianni's in-game decisions, but frankly, I think that's small potatoes compared to two very maligned either individuals or groups. One, Hurts, what he's going to have the rest of the way. Two, the defense, what they're going to have the rest of the way. Both have been doubted. I'd say the defense has been more doubted. Hurts has been more discussed. But like this thing is, because we know, as John pointed out, skill position players on offense, not an issue. Not only not an issue, an incredible, unique, borderline all-time
health is an issue
like,
for our tight end.
Advantage. Yeah, but that's
a strange one.
But I'm not going to get bogged down on that in middle part of October. They have Saquon Barkley. They have AJ Brown. That is such an enormous advantage. They appear to still have a pretty good offensive line. They have some other skilled position players like Goddard when he's healthy, Devontae Smith. They give you a shot. I mean, even Gainwell the other day looked good. But, like, this thing is going to come down to Hurts and the defense. And one thing I'll ask you today is, which do you have more confidence in? Hurts or the defense moving forward? I think people will probably be pretty split there. Look, I know the teams improve. I know it. I've seen it, God, in my lifetime, probably 7 to 10 times where there's been a big jump by an Eagles team during a season. We saw it in 2021. We saw it. We saw it 3 years ago. So I remain hopeful on that basis. I know that the division probably won't run away from the Eagles. I know that the third wild card means the Eagles should be in this thing the whole way. I mean, whether they make the playoffs or not, we'll see. They certainly should be in it the whole way. I'm just not yet prepared to say they're more than average, but my eyes, John, are starting to open up. That was an impressive win against the Giants. And you said something I want to drill down on. Your answer, and again, I go for everyone here at 215-592-9494 for you to weigh in. John, when you first addressed this about 5 minutes ago, you started by saying, quote, the Eagles are good. Tell me why you feel that currently. Why are they good? Because last week, only 10% of people said they're good. Why are you there now?
I was there last week. I believe that Saquon and Jalen and AJ and Devontae and Dallas, our offensive line, how can you not be good with that in your locker room, with that on your sideline? We are so overpowered. We are so, it feels like jam-packed all-star team roster.
But you don't consider the quarterback part of that, right? He's not an all-star.
He should be, and he's growing back to where he's familiar enough in the offense to look that way. Yeah, he's going to get there.
You really do believe that? That he will get there?
Yes, Joe, I believe that. And I am troubled by the fact that you seem like you can't see the possibility that this guy should grow every single time he takes the field. The focus that he has on getting better at what he's bad at is part of what makes him good. And that's why he's going to go out there and improve.
Well,
one
of the problems with that theory, though, is...
You don't have to ask me twice, do I really believe that? Yes, I really believe Jalen is going to put everything into getting better. And he, if he has the right coaching, if he has the right framework provided, meaning if he gets the proper plan, if he has a blitz and he has the capability to say, okay, I see the blitz, I'm going to signal to that receiver, we've got a different route now. Sight adjust. Yep. We're going to adjust these routes. So I don't know that he always had that in the past.
I agree with you. I don't know
that he could automatically look over there and knowingly with that receiver and say, okay, now we've got a hot route because I know I can't block that guy and he's going to come. I can see that he's backed up. He's going to blitz. You know he's going to blitz too. You're going to break your route off, and I'm going to throw it right away.
You think he sees it? You think he sees it, though?
I think he sees it, absolutely.
I don't know about that. I think he saw it as a high schooler.
I don't know what we're talking about seeing, and he has seen it since he was a kid. Because he's the son of a coach
who talks about this stuff.
It is not rocket science.
It's very complicated to be a quarterback in pro football.
It's not complicated, the concepts that we're talking about. When you say, can he go under center? Yes. Can he throw hot? Yes. Can he sight adjust routes with a wide receiver? Yes. And kids do it in peewee football.
I think you're overrated, but people can weigh in. 215-592-9494. James, the defense or Jalen Hurts? I'm just curious because they are the two, like, this thing's going to go as they go, and to an extent, Sirianni. Which do you believe in more moving forward?
Man, I think the defense, just because I think that they are, I think I know what they are, and I think they have a relatively high floor. I think they're going to show up and not be a disaster. I think Jalen has a higher ceiling. I agree with Richie. He can get back to where he was.
I don't think he will, but he could.
But I'm much more, like, his floor is so much lower than the defense's, I think, with the turnovers, with those type of games, that I think ultimately I trust the defense more, but I also expect more from Jalen, if that makes sense.
I understand. Rhea, are the Eagles a good football team? Not will be, not were. Are the Eagles a good football team?
A good football team? I think they're a good football team.
Did you think that last week?
Against the Browns?
No, just did you think that last Tuesday, did you think? Because what I'm trying to discern today.
There's too much talent for them not to be a good football team. That's how I believe that.
It's a reasonable argument. I mean, they do have, there is a lot of talent.
There's way more talent than you look around and see on a lot of other teams.
There is. But you wonder, does the QB hold them back? Does the coach hold them back?
I think the addition of DeJean and Quinyon are going to allow that defense to be a lot stronger.
They have really helped. All right, look, all of this with you on the phone lines today, 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles good? Are they average? Where do you stand on that? The defense, Jalen Hurts, the sense of improvement and our hope that they will. Look, obviously the defense has already improved. That's clear. Now, is it phony baloney because you're facing, you know.
Let's find out about against Joe Burrow.
I mean, yeah, the Browns and the Giants, like that is, you're talking two of the bottom five in pro football. You really are. All right, last week in our poll, people were pretty clear, and obviously our phone calls, you know, generally supported this, that people last week did not think the Eagles are good. Now, they face a really lousy team in the Giants, but they beat them convincingly. So, are they good? I mean, they have a good record. They don't have a great record, but 4-2 is a good record. We all know if Saquon had caught the ball week two, they would have been 5-1 right now. So what do you make of it? It's kind of a conundrum. 215-592-9494. And also, I'm curious, you know, the defense and the quarterback, which, you know, person or group do you have more faith in moving forward? Do you have tremendous faith in both? Where do you stand on all this? Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Dennis in Springfield kicks us off. What's going on, Dennis?
Good morning, gang. I'm a half full Eagles fan, half glass full guy. So, and just let me say that from the minute that Tampa Bay game ended to a minute before the kickoff in the Cleveland Browns game was sheer torture.
It was not fun. Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
And I'm tired of hearing that they beat bad teams. They beat the Browns. They beat the Giants. Carolina, Tennessee, and the Browns are probably the three or the four worst teams. Buffalo, Washington, and Cincinnati all beat them Sunday. The last 2 weeks, Cincinnati has beaten the Giants and the Browns. You're going to beat bad teams. You better beat bad teams.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm going to guess that when the playoffs are set, every team in the playoffs is probably going to beat five or six bad teams.
Sure. Yeah. We did a good job of beating that bad team on Sunday. We beat the Giants in a way that was convincing.
Yeah.
It was 25 points. It was never in doubt. It was, we ran the ball from from the end of the first quarter right through the end of the game. It took us maybe three or four drives to get started,
first
which
quarter
is still
doesn't exist
a point of consternation.
No. But, Dennis, here's the one thing I'll push back on you. Like, the 2021 Eagles followed the formula you're talking about. Beat the teams you're supposed to beat, or at least that they were 50-50 with and eventually became better than in 2021. That doesn't mean the Eagles were good in 2021. The record was 9-8. They were 9-7 before they played their final regular season game and chose not to play the starters. They got crushed in the playoffs. They were average. And I just hope this team isn't that. You know, I want this team to be good. I want this team to be better.
This could lead to that. But right now, I mean, the only thing I got to go on, I mean, I got more to go on, but if you're 4-2, you're slightly above good. You're not great yet.
Okay, listen, that's a reasonable possibility. Dennis, good call out of the gate. That's reasonable.
That's practical.
Yeah.
4-2, yeah, feels like it's better than average, of course.
Yeah.
I do think we are much better than average based on the roster that we're working with here. I think that, man, maybe it's the new defense, the new offense. I do think we were much slower on the uptake or something coming out of training camp. That was, you know, we were all a little dismayed. It didn't look quite right. But then I looked around the rest of the league and I said, well, man, the rest of the league doesn't look quite right either. I look around the rest of the league even now.
It doesn't look right.
And Patrick Mahomes has, I think he has 8 interceptions thrown to 6 touchdowns thrown. We're going into week 8.
I know.
And Patrick Mahomes has thrown more interceptions than touchdowns. They got issues too. He's being coached by Andy Reid. Those plays, the plays that they're throwing out there are crazy, by the way. I mean, that might be part of the distraction. I love what I see it from a creativity from the creativity department in Kansas City. Let's build on that here too, but let's build our young quarterback's confidence up to where he feels good about everything. And I think we're getting closer. I think we're getting closer as he adjusts. I think that's what we're seeing.
Well, look, I hope you're right. Yeah, 76ers tomorrow. You know, I'm, God, what's the phrase? Lukewarm excited? I mean, it's hard to be excited when, first off, like, who knows who's even going to play?
I'm fearfully excited.
Yeah.
How's that?
No, I get it.
For an adverb. And, I know I was just talking to you about this. Jimmy, I want to know how you feel about this, too. I've had a hell of a time just trying to find jeans that aren't made like they're jeggings. You know, like, I need jeans that fit. I don't have jeans that fit. I went to go try to find some, and now they're not made out of denim anymore. Jeans have become made out of, like, stretch pants. They're made out of this stuff that's, like, I don't even know. It really is like stretchier than sweatpants.
I imagine they're out there somewhere for you. Maybe the new girlfriend.
Girlfriend can help you. Finally.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we haven't gotten on that.
Okay.
Concept.
Have you done an
shopping
airport trip yet? Have you done the, like, hey, I'll take you to the airport, hon? I'll pick
that's
you up.
Well, no. That's the when Harry met Sally thing, right? That's why I never take someone to the airport early in a relationship, so they don't ask later in the relationship, why do you take me to the airport
anymore?
It
is a classic.
So good.
That's a great discussion.
It is a
we
classic.
We have gone shopping a lot at
good
the mall.
Good for you. Good for you.
And I would like to go a lot more to the mall, but, okay, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy. You can't go to the mall every day, John.
You know, let me tell you this, John. Enjoy the mall while we have it, because in 20 years it might not exist.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
That would be such... Even the big ones, like, we should feel lucky. I'm telling you, growing up in Mechanicsburg,
yeah,
the King of Prussia Mall,
I know,
to me, as a little kid, like, this was a vacation.
Yep.
People would take vacations driving, you know, the 90 minutes or however long it took to the King of Prussia Mall, because that place is like Disney World.
Well, it's still a rock star of malls, that's clear, but the others are having... Look, I'll ask everyone on the phone lines. Tell us in your community, 215-592-9494, what mall's kicking these days and what mall's lagging. I know this, Willow Grove Mall, where I grew up 5 minutes from, like, it ain't like it used to be. And I felt bad last year around Christmas. I actually said on the station, like, come on, Willow Grove Mall, pick it up. And then I went home and ordered like 13 things on Amazon. And I'm like, wait a minute, I can't.
Right?
Like, that's not fair.
But also, you gotta, like, you know, I get it.
That's why I think malls,
I get it.
So true.
In 20 years. Like,
you have to actively want to participate. I love going to the mall.
I haven't been
and
to a mall
around
in like over a decade since I've been to a mall.
Oh, that's
at
a shame.
Least. Yeah.
There's so much to be said for just being out and browsing and
I know
being able to walk around. I love that. Like, I want to.
I know.
I want to, like, exercise at the mall. Now that I'm 50, it feels like I could actually say, hey, look, I'm getting some steps in.
Look at you,
the mall.
John.
Look
people,
at me walking.
People do that, especially in the wintertime. By the way, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new three-row Chevrolet Traverse has arrived in Armin. They got them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. For poll question today, who or what are you more confident in the rest of the season? Is it A, Jalen Hurts, or B, the defense? You can, of course, vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter, and I'm curious on the phone lines as well. I think they're the two big ones. Sirianni's got a big hand in this, obviously, as well. By the way, he'll be with us in 2 hours. Sirianni every Tuesday with us at 8:40, including coming up later today. And I'm serious. If you've got a mall report, and you know, we know the big ones. Rhea, give me the top. What are the top six or seven? So we got Willow Grove, we got King of Prussia.
I have one that I went to on Saturday, which was really great.
Yep.
The Gloucester County Premium Outlets, which are
I
awesome.
Don't know that one.
Well,
yeah, I wouldn't say it's a top.
That's
top
not known a mall.
Well, it's an
premium outlet.
It's an outdoor mall, and I mean, there's
it's a
great
shopping
shops
area.
Like
oh.
Cherry Hill Mall.
Cherry Hill
is a big one.
Yep. You know, it lost a lot of luster.
Montgomeryville used to have
one.
A big one.
Franklin
yeah.
Mills lost a ton
of
luster.
Yeah, Franklin Mills.
You remember
did.
1990?
It was it.
Oh, Franklin
oh,
Mills
my
Mall.
God.
Man, are you kidding me? Come
world
on.
Renowned.
Yeah, it was.
Now it's not even Northeast Philly renowned.
Oh my gosh, I think I got my bed when I was playing. As an Eagle, I think I went and bought my bed at the Franklin.
That was a
Mills
big deal,
mall.
Man. Big deal. All right. So also, let's
Chamonix Mall was a pretty big one.
Yeah, there's a bunch. All right.
Have you guys ever been to the Capital City Mall in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania?
No.
All right.
No. It's not really on our list.
It was a shot in the dark. I figured it was a no.
Hey, let's give everyone a shot today, by the way, when you call in. This is cool. Sarah Silverman, one of the funny gals of the world. She's going to be in the area at the Met Philadelphia November 21st, coming up in about a month. Sarah Silverman in town at the Met. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. You can also win the tickets today. Here's how. So, John, a happy birthday goes out to, and he's still alive, that Christopher Lloyd, Doc Brown, 84 years old today.
86.
86 years old for Doc Brown.
At that point, 86, 84. Yeah,
exactly. He looked like he was 86 back in 1985 and Back to the Future. Here's the deal. We ask you today.
Which is almost 40 years ago.
He is a doc. Best scene with a doctor in a movie or show. There are, I mean, probably literally millions. So what is the best scene ever in a movie or a show involving a doctor?
Whoever. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Who provides the best answer is going to see Sarah Silverman. John, wow. give me a little taste here. What are we looking at?
In the interest of not taking a winner off the board, I'm going to stretch the definition here.
Okay.
And
Dr. J?
How about a pointed exclamation
Seriously?
Of the word doctors when in Tommy Boy,
okay.
Tommy Boy says, you know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years. And the answer is, yeah, I know. They're called doctors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that would not be an acceptable answer if a caller gave it.
But he acknowledged it going in. Seltzer, give me an answer. Scene with a doctor.
So I'm trying to decide if I should take a haymaker that I have or not.
Your choice.
All right. I'll do it. A census taker once tested me. I ate his liver with some farver beans and a nice Chianti.
Whoa.
Wow.
Big answer.
Now, to be fair about Hannibal Lecter, that's not the only great scene he's in. So,
for sure.
You know, the other scenes, other Hannibal Lecter scenes can win. Rhea, give me a scene with a doc.
Airplane. Is there a doctor on board?
And was there? I don't remember the outcome.
Yeah, it was Leslie Nielsen. He had, and he looked up, are you a doctor?
Doctor
and he's got a stethoscope around his neck.
All right. So look, big answers apply. I mean, I'll give you four words. It's not your fault. Now, Seltzer, it is your fault.
Wow.
That's a huge answer.
That's a big one. But in Goodwill
it's
Hunting.
It's my fault. What did I do?
It's just always your fault. All right?
That's fair.
You're producer of the show. Show goes off the rails.
I'll take that. Nick Sirianni. I'll take everyone's blame for them. Don't worry.
All right. Give us big time answers. 215-592-9494. Also, we'll get to the faux times yours. We'll have some fun with Conklin. Some stuff he prepared for the show coming up shortly. Sean and Perkasy right now. Sean, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, Sean.
So I got a cool story to share with you guys. I went to the home opener Flyers Canucks on Saturday. And first time at Xfinity Live, had a great time.
Good.
So I had the opportunity to go down to the Flyers bench during warm-ups, and you had to wear a helmet, everything, you know, it was sick. The only rule was, you know, you couldn't talk to the players, you couldn't chirp at them or nothing unless they came up to you. And I tell you what, I got within 2 feet of Mitchkov and it took everything in me to not be like,
you're our guy, our comrade. You're our dude.
You know, just a whispered message somehow.
Sure. Of course, Sean, you and him may not have
understood. I must break you.
Yeah.
You something might, like that.
Might not have understood each other.
Ooh, that would have been great, man. Go with the Ivan Drago quotes.
Yeah, but he might have misinterpreted and thought you're saying that about him.
Well,
if he dies, he dies. Like, you know, like that.
You know, Sean, he dies, he dies.
Sean, you know what has stood out to me early about Mishkov, or specifically the other day? I don't like the number. Number 39? I don't like it.
Oh, I like that he's making it his own.
You know, but,
you know what, Joe? Good for him.
That is
a nasty number. Just nasty. Gross. There, not in any sport can I think of an athlete that is, like, esteemed who wears 39. The guy that I think of who wears 39.
I can't think of anybody, period.
Well, the guy I think of who wears 39, he was a walk-on at the University of Michigan named Jared Lancer.
Oh, yeah. the great Jared Lancer.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just, like,
Anka.
Lindros would come out at the end. Gretzky would come out at the end, 99, 88, you know. Yeah, Lemieux was, what, 66? Jager was 77? I got Mishkov skating out
like
in the middle of the team.
I like that he's making it his own.
39.
He's taking a nasty number and turning it
It looks
awesome.
Like Larry Zonka is the most famous number. Is that what he said? Yeah, just looked it up.
He should have been the last guy. My point, Sean, and I'm glad you were there, he should have been the last guy introduced. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, Hasek, so, Dominic Hasek.
Go ahead, Sean.
So I want to talk about the Eagles a little bit. I think somebody brought this up a few weeks ago, but I was watching the Ravens-Bucks game last night, and it just looked like a fun, high-intensity game, guys flying over the field, and I'm like, wow, why can't our games be like that, you know? Like, our games are just kind of, like, boring and sluggish. Like, they're always fun to watch.
Sometimes. But, you know. Yeah, Sean, you know what? It does feel like things take a while to get started.
It does.
First quarter, case in point. Once things get rolling, though, we are up there and exciting and doing awesome things. It just, man, it feels like we don't get into a rhythm right away. And that's something that this team absolutely needs to work out the kinks on.
All right, Sean, give me a great answer. Scene with a doctor.
I'm not going to lie. Rhea took my answer and I got no pivot.
pivot? That's a disaster. That's his fault. Come on, man. Be thinking on your feet. You got no time for a pivot? That's ridiculous. All right. Give us a great answer, scene for a doctor. Also, am I right, Mishkov, 39? That's no good. I hear you, John. Maybe, look, Jordan's 23 wasn't anything until Jordan made it something.
Exactly.
So, you know, I get the argument. Also, all right, time's yours. We do it every day, 3 hours from now. But Seltzer Conklin has put together he goes into the voice mode, and let's do what we never do at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say.
All right.
The time is yours.
Time's yours. John, I'm digging this. It's a faux time's yours, courtesy of Joe Conklin.
Faux. I like the word faux.
Faux. Faux time's yours.
Kind of classy, faux.
Yeah, a little bit. All right, let's find out what we got here today. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Hey, what's up, knucklehead? I just heard the Sixers are going to move from the NBA to the 3-on-3 league. It's the only way they're healthy enough to field a team.
3-on-3, they might have to play 1-on-1. Yeah. I mean, we don't know tomorrow night if Joel, Paul George, the rookie, or theoretically
Tyrese.
Even Maxey. Yeah, with the hand.
Eric Gordon and Caleb Martin bringing it. Let's go. You're
Seltzer.
Sixers.
Seltzer, I just want the world to know I am available.
Okay, yeah.
I don't have great NBA three-point range.
I don't think you are.
I can hit the 17-footer. I can hit the Eric Snow
shot. Eric Gordon is too old to play, and you're like 7 or 8 years older than him.
You honestly feel like it's safe for you to go out there in an NBA game? I don't think it's safe for you.
I'll admit, I'd be a defensive liability.
I think you might like pop an Achilles or something.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
All
you can't go out there and get back whole.
I'm available tomorrow night. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, this is John Mara. You know, I haven't slept in a month since Saquon went to Philadelphia. And after Sunday's game, somebody's going to be sleeping with the fishes.
He had to be in a bad mood, man. I mean, we know how he felt going in. And then, that was his worst nightmare.
In his building, no less. It's not like the first game was here against them. Yeah. It was in his building.
And, James, they benched Daniel Jones, who they chose to pay instead of Saquon
the
prior year.
Well, also, they have to, protect Jones was
the
thing, and they gave him 8 sacks on top
and
of that.
It's nuts.
Look, and the worst part, maybe not the worst part, but the most intriguing part for me is that Saquon, through all of this, has been the epitome of, like, of grace.
No question.
You know, he says everything the right way. He yeah. does everything the right way. The way that he interacted with his old teammates, you could tell they loved Saquon. They missed Saquon.
I totally agree.
Man,
just hello, such an amazing this is situation. Yuri Skandalov, manager of the Leo Mall on Bushwick Avenue. We are very proud of Matvey Michkov. I just wish he was playing for a better team.
I love Bill Conklin's. He identifies Northeast Philly, where there are quite a bit up there of Russian descent, Northeast Philly.
Hey, it's Doc Rivers. Listen, if we lose to the Sixers without all our all-stars, I'm going to have to dig pretty deep to find an excuse for this one. No time for a scheduled win.
Yeah. By the way, Seltzer, do the Sixers know that Joel's going to play tomorrow night? Do
yes.
they know right now?
Yeah, the Sixers know. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Reed, you think he's right?
Yes, because ESPN's Tim Bontemps has already said he assumes he's playing.
He's going to play.
Tyrese practiced yesterday. Paul yeah. George did not. I think that's probably the one wild card.
Look, if Joel plays, that's good. I mean, that would be wonderful.
He's just not going to practice.
I think they were just setting an expectation for this year is not, like, Embiid is not going to play as many regular season games, and they're starting it from the jump and saying, be ready for this.
I agree
with
that.
Which I'm fine with.
Yeah, no,
assuming he's okay, I'm fine with it, you know?
Setting an expectation for not playing the first game of the year, I'm not feeling good about
that. I don't love that.
That is it. Like, it feels like they are trying to squish that bar down so low, lower than it's ever been.
Yeah,
underground.
Less during the regular season.
No, I know, but two different issues. One is setting expectations and try to have him healthy for the playoff. The other, though,
is he really healthy?
That's
the question. I'm saying if it's just maintenance, I'm fine with.
No,
the
I understand.
Plan.
I get it.
Hey guys, it's Nick. I want to thank you for being critical of me last week. Got me all riled up. You know what anger does? It unites. So thanks for uniting us.
You're welcome, Nick. We're happy to do our part. Whatever we can do.
Hey guys, it's Tom McCarthy. The Phillies have announced next year's giveaway days. Among them, Trey Turner Ball Day. You pick your Trey Turner baseball up and immediately throw it over your friend's head.
That ain't right, man. That ain't right.
That's a great line.
He's errant with the throws. The worst part is he's worse with his range.
Oh, exactly.
The throws aren't even as bad as his range.
Hey, it's John Ritchie. Figure I'd call here just to get a point across without being interrupted.
What?
The Eagles used the fullback this week. That's right. The fullback is in vogue. And suddenly I'm off the market. That's irony.
I like that right there. John with a girlfriend.
Do I really sound like that?
No, he exaggerates.
Okay.
It's actually dead on. It's exactly how
you
sound.
Do you talk slower than most?
They
yes.
say that
that's
you
the thing
can't
about comedy.
Really hear the way you sound.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm leaving it open to the possibility that that is how I sound.
Well, you know, let me hear.
That sounds like I sound in my own head.
It's exaggerated. Here's what I'll say. You know how Saquon the other day got to 22 miles an hour? And there's different ways to measure things. You say fewer words per minute than others.
True.
Are you as slow as Conklin? Of course not. He's just exaggerating.
Hey, guys. Style Maury, a little exhausted from the preseason. Hey, trying to get some bodies in here. Just want to let you know everything's going to be all right. I'm going to make a few moves and restock. I'm going to call in to Jaleel, Okafor, and Markel Fultz, and maybe even Clarence Weatherspoon. So, man, have full confidence we'll be able to field a team.
What a joke, man. You know, it's incredible Fultz is available. If you don't know, Fultz, as we approach the season, that starts today in the NBA and tomorrow for the Sixers, Markel Fultz is not on a team. He's not on a team.
And he was, he was shooting. He was functional.
He got a $50 million. He got a $50 million contract after he left the Sixers. And he's not on a team. It's amazing. Jaleel, I don't think, is on a team. I don't think Nerlens is on a team. And Ben Simmons isn't going to be on a team long. I mean, that is unbelievable. With that, the faux time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
So that is crazy that Ben is still employed.
Well, just because he's under contract.
I know.
Yeah, that's the only reason, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when that's done, I think he'll be done. I don't think a team will saddle up for that anymore. By the way, great work by Conklin, as always. C. Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra at Cherokee High School in Marlton, New Jersey, this Saturday, October 26th. Also, at the Media Theater on State Street and Media on Saturday, November 16th. It is the story of Philly sports through music. Get tickets at JoeConklin.com.
And of course, Conklin's Comedy Night and 360 at Parks Casino, Thursday, November 7th. See Joe DeVito and Gemini Lombardo from America's Got Talent. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $20, included free drink. Tickets at JoeConklin.com.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability, durability, and versatility built in. Like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
CEC Turf and Tractor. On the web at cecturfandtractor.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.